Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. Towards the end of the season, well, after the season came to an end, we learned that Cardinals, former Cardinals hitting coach Jeff Albert was going to be moving on from the organization. So they were looking for a new hitting coach. One name that made a whole lot of sense was assistant coach Turner Ward, who just had a great reputation for the way he was able to connect with a number of players. Also, he had been the lead hitting coach for three different major league organizations. He was already in-house, and he got the job. I got the chance to talk with Ward just a couple days ago. I want to play our conversation. I think he says a lot of interesting things here. I think you'll enjoy this. The first thing I asked Ward about was just kind of his thought process when he found out that Albert was leaving the organization and that that job was open.
Well, I mean, of course, I came into the organization with the interest of, helping out and being the assistant. And, you know, it was, I think, news to me. Wasn't something that I knew in advance of when Jeff decided to step down. So it's kind of a shock there. But I've been in situations before where it was either time for you to move on or, whether you wanted to, needed to, or you had to, or was made to. So that's it. So, everyone has a kind of particular reasons why, and Jeff has his.
So when immediately do you let Mozeliak and Marmol kind of know that you absolutely would be interested in moving into that position?
Well, of course they, contacted me and, asked for my interest in it. And I told them, I said, whatever that they feel was best for the Cardinals and the team, I was willing. I signed on as the assistant, but, I was, willing to do whatever it takes to what they feel like can help us get to the next level.
This is nothing new for you. You've been the lead hitting coach for a few different organizations. From your perspective, what's going to change for you going from being the assistant hitting coach to your new role?
Well, I mean, I think it's the voice is a little louder or a little stronger. You know, when you're the assistant, you want to support and kind of move through the organization or the team the way, like it's in this case here is Jeff was trying to lead. And, I think everybody that takes into a leadership role has their own niche about what they do things or how they would do things, and doesn't make it right or wrong, but it makes it intentional what you believe to be true to move the needle forward. So, in that sense, for me, that's, I have a few ideas that I'd like to do myself.
I'm fascinated by hitting coaches right now in baseball because so much of what's going on in organizations is an organizational hitting philosophy, yet coaches still have, like you just referenced, you have the kind of things that you want to push forward. How do you go about putting yourself as an individual and your beliefs as an individual into also coinciding with what the organization wants to do from a hitting standpoint?
Well, no doubt that I would think every organization from a mechanical to technology to data, you have to have a sense of all of it. And I think I've kind of watched the transition, you know, of course, when I was a player, to how we use data, to how mechanics was talked about, to even now how, you know, we use data and how mechanics are talked about in a sense of, so I think there has to be a balance. I've seen where teams have gone, you know, from, you know, heavy to one way or the other, whatever that might be. But man, you have to have a balance. I mean, this isn't like pitching, you know, where you're trying to work on the spin or the location. I mean, hitters are trying to hit, I mean, a variety of pitches, of speeds and velos and locations. And so there has to be a really good balance of how you move, your human movement, which is your mechanics, but also the balance of the approach and how a hitter is going to attack and based on his strengths, because all hitters, we all have some weaknesses. So it's working on those weaknesses and trying to not be so concerned about what that pitcher is going to do to you, but more concerned about what you want to do when he makes a mistake. So to me, there's that mindset, mechanical balance that you have to be able to coach, teach, and understand.
Every hitter has their own swing, which is individual. And then I believe what you guys are trying to do is, from a mechanical standpoint, there are some base type things that you want to include. Is it fun for you taking every single individual swing that you see, and everybody's got their own, and then being able to try to help each hitter kind of become their better self?
Yeah, no doubt, because it is, even though there are some foundational truths to the swing, everybody's body doesn't move the same. And so, and not only that, they speak different languages. I mean, so, and what I mean by that a Paul Goldsmith might not want to talk about his hands, where Nolan is very comfortable talking that, where a guy like T.O. doesn't want to talk a whole lot mechanics, but more to the approach. So I think when guys learn to balance out a look, you know, that from a hitting perspective, as a hitting coach, which I don't like that term, I like the term more a watchman. Mm-hmm. I want to watch these guys do really well and then be able to communicate it when things aren't going well, how we have a plan to shrink times of down. And I would say that most hitting coaches would be, you know, fall in line with that. But I have seen a trend where it's all, let me just try to create something. Oh, let me create power. Let me create, you know, something, a launch angle, a certain type. Man, hitting, you have to not only be able to hit a fly ball, but you need to be able to hit a ground ball. So there is multiple of adjustability that a hitter needs to have to be able to survive at the big league level if they want to be a complete player, say like a Nolan or a Goldie, you know, or there's a lot of players in the league that's, you know, more well-rounded. And we know, we can identify when guys are kind of they got one thing, you know, maybe it's just a pull side power. They are power, and that's what they work on, train on, and that's what they do. But when you have that style, there's a risk-reward for that.
Cardinals hitting coach Turner Ward continuing to join us here on Sports Open Line. You mentioned approach. How important is it to have that consistent approach, knowing pitchers' tendencies, knowing what you're going to swing at, what you're not going to swing at? So even before even getting into the swing, the approach and how you go about it at the plate, how important is that to the overall success of a hitter?
I mean, it's very important. I say that hitting is 100% mental and 100% physical. So as a hitting coach, understanding where is he hindered at this point? Where is he lacking at this point? Is there something going on with his approach, or is there something mechanically going on that won't allow him to say a hitter's approach is in the right center field gap, but all he can do is pull the ball right now? There might be a little mechanical thing going on to that point. So my job is to understand what benefits this player the most from an approach standpoint based on how he moves and his mechanics. So that is a marriage between the two. And just like in marriages, it gets difficult sometimes. So whatever side that is causing the issue. Now, and look, you know, sometimes, and, you know, hitters don't want to hear this, sometimes that guy was just nasty that day, and he was making great pitches, and we weren't able to hit him. So that, again, has to be a part of the equation. Not to give the guy any too much credit, but these pitchers are good. So, number one, am I a good place mentally? Number two, is my mechanics? Am I moving well? Number three, was I'm just missing my pitches because he was nasty? Or is it just, you know, because something else is going on? So that's kind of where I have to evaluate and look and see where, you know, the player needs to whether improve in the mechanics part or his approach.
So I always chuckle because I host post-game shows, and I talk to baseball fans all the time. And this is not just a St. Louis thing. I've been in other markets. This happens everywhere. If a team is struggling offensively, the first thing fans say is, fire the hitting coach. And then I find out they don't really know what the hitting coach does. Like, there's this just this thought of the hitting coach is just the guy that's sitting in the cage giving advice, or, you know, it goes a lot more beyond that. And we've touched on the data and we've touched on the approach and things like that. Do you think it's important for baseball fans to get a little bit of a better understanding of what the modern hitting coach does?
I wouldn't even say just even the modern. I'd just say hitting coach in general. Because, look, I've been a player that played 16 years. So I had hitting coaches, Rod Carew, Billy Buckner, Gene Kleins, Gene Tennis, Buck Showalter. I mean, so many of these guys poured into my life. But, you know, when I struggled, it was not one time. And, man, at 16 years, you struggle. It was a struggle being a big league hitter, minor league hitter, whatever that is. I never said, you know what, I didn't have success this year because of this hitting coach. But now I'm going to flip that around on the other side, is because as me now as a hitting coach, I take full responsibility, and I don't want the credit, but it is my job to help these guys. So it's kind of a part of the business not to get that credit and to take the blame. And I'm fully aware of that, and I actually embrace that because I actually want to be able to help these guys and help them get into the next level. But it has to be at their learning growth, too. Sometimes the guys get to the big league level, you know what, and they hit a wall with, you know, their ability. I've seen that. Sometimes I see where guys just have to make some mechanical adjustments and it works out. Sometimes I've seen where this guy's been the approach and been able to do different things and it really works out. So, you know, there is a heavy load on the player to make adjustments, but it's also a part of the hitting coach's job to help him navigate through what those adjustments might be.
Brandon Allen, who has been the AAA hitting coach, will be your assistant. Matt Holliday is going to be involved offensively as well. How excited are you to be able to kind of go to battle and work with those guys?
I mean, so excited. I mean, you know, even going through the interview process, and, you know, we, you know, interviewed within and outside, and knowing how BA has related to the guys in this organization, and me being able to kind of work alongside with BA in spring training and see how he works and what he's about and how he goes about it. There was a freshness to that. And then also the experience that Matt brings in. You know, Skip was a good voice last year as well, and I expect Matt to be the same way.
Last thing for you, I know when you got done playing, you did some building. I think you built your home, if I saw correctly. I know you've also spent some time as a youth pastor. How have the non-baseball things that you have done help you in your baseball job?
Oh, so many different ways. I mean, and I, you know, of course, even for my kids. I mean, I have a 30-year-old son with a granddaughter. My daughter just graduated from college, and I have a high school senior son. You know, I think just kind of as a parent, you know, of course, and a husband, you know, teaching and training kids up in a way, leading a large youth group to help me study and understand not only the spiritual but emotional and side of it. And then, of course, I think I just love construction, but it's just because it's building something. And I think that's kind of part of the swing. It's there's there's the foundation of a house are pretty similar. If it's a rock foundation, a concrete foundation, I look at that from a hitting standpoint. Man, you have to have a really good foundation. But man, different houses look different ways, but they all kind of serving a purpose. And so that's when I look at a hitter swing. Not that I'm trying to build it, but maybe I'm trying to kind of help him renovate that to beautify it, to simplify it. And I think that's kind of where that fix it mentality is a part of kind of who I am and what I do. But again, from a philosophy standpoint, I have two eyes, two ears, one mouth. I really want to listen and watch more than I speak so that I can kind of learn more from what they do, how they do it, and then how we kind of come alongside each other and kind of walk through that process.
Turner, this was really fun. I really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit. Thank you so much for taking this time.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for having me, and I'm sure we can do it again sometime.
There's Cardinals hitting coach Turner Ward here on Sports Open Line. So before I realized that we only had 1 hour tonight because of Monday Night Football, my plan was to spend the segment after that interview hearing from you and getting your thoughts on him. So while it's fresh in your mind, I'd love for you to do this. For those of you who have thoughts on what you just heard from Turner Ward, text me or tweet me, and we'll try to revisit this maybe tomorrow for sure at some point later on in the week. You can text in at 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. What I want to hear from you, you just heard basically 15 minutes with new Cardinals hitting coach Turner Ward. What is your reaction to what you just heard? And I'd love to hear that. Whatever it might happen to be, whatever your reaction is, feel free to tweet or text. Text in 314-436-7900. Tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, and we will revisit that coming up later on in the week. But up next, we continue on with our parade of coaches. We're talking with men's basketball coaches from throughout the region. We're going to talk some SIUE men's basketball with their head coach, Brian Baroni. He joins us in just a moment. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.